Syria's crackdown continues regardless of interventions. Egypt still wears a facade of rage, and the euro debt crisis provides an open door for ministry in Greece. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Despite the Arab League's plea for election, Syrian dictator Bashar Assad isn't going anywhere. Syria rejected the Arab League's suggestion for new leadership on Monday. Then Tuesday, Saudi Arabia and Gulf Arab states decided to withdraw from Syria. What caused the change for those nations? E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says.
The other Arab nations risk isolation from Syria, and kind of in that area, they all need each other. And so the Gulf states taking a step away, and it'll all be a lot of talk for nothing.
In other words, barring international intervention, Assad's staying in power. Although the regime has been brutal, Christians have felt less persecution lately, allowing them to reach out more openly.
We've seen an upsurge in the gospel. People are desperate. They're frustrated. They have lost a lot of hope. This is prime soil for the gospel to just flourish.
Above all things political, pray for this fertile ground in Syria. Meanwhile, Egypt's military ruler partially lifted emergency laws effective today. It comes on the first anniversary of the uprising that led to the ouster of former President Hosni Mubarak. However, things are not moving as fast as the revolutionaries wanted. Sat7's Rex Rogers says now,
there's a lot of hope tempered by realism. There certainly has been some positive changes and things have opened up.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their team has an office in Cairo where they can help dissipate tensions.
We've done a lot more live programming. We've tried to interact with people's on-the-ground needs, tried to share with them how practical Christianity's lessons for life. And at the same time, continue to pray because we don't know exactly the direction things are going to go.
There are gospel opportunities. It's a tinderbox.
Staff is hopeful. They continue to pray. They are optimistic, but at the same time, they recognize that there is a lot of political tensions taking place.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Egypt's lower house of parliament just held its first session after completing an historic election that put Islamic groups in the legislative lead. However, team members of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board say the hope of the Arab Spring has given way to tension. Reform isn't taking the shape they'd hoped for, but could be providing gospel opportunities. Pray, massive change has paved the way for a new generation in the hope of Christ. Elsewhere, Greece failed to reach a deal with private bondholders yesterday. The deal would have helped cut the country's massive debt. Despite the setback, government officials are hopeful a deal will be met before March. Either way, it's a long road ahead for Greeks. AMG International reports that Christians plan to respond to the difficulty with an internet TV station airing 24-hour spiritual programming. Pray for hurting hearts to be open to the gospel. And 2011 was a challenging year for many people around the world. Some ministries too, but Christian Resources International had a different experience. Executive Director for CRI Jason Wolford says,
it was the biggest and best year that we've had in the ministry. We sent more material than we had ever sent in the last 57 years with one of the worst economies.
$3.8 million worth of materials was sent abroad. That's 11 sea containers. CRI takes surplus supplies of new and used Bibles, books, and other resources and sends them around the world to Christians who lack those kinds of resources. Wolford says they'll be following a crate to the Philippines in March for conferences.
There'll be five major conferences in all with over 1,000 pastors, creating the opportunity to hand out those 44,000 pounds or $365,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian teaching tools to evangelists and pastors and missionaries in the Philippines.
You can help with future work. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNM provides news and information that inspires people like you to reach out with the gospel. We do that on the radio and on our website. But our website desperately needs a redesign. Will you help with a generous gift? When you do, it'll be matched dollar for dollar. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link with your best gift. I'm Greg Yoder.